Pennsylvania spring primary election next week. Talking to another candidate, Kate Reed is here. She is a Snyder County deputy sheriff, lives in the Selins Grove area, has been basically involved in law enforcement most of her life, I am told, most of her young life, but is, of course, they know her over at the VFW as well, and we know some of the good folks over there, so we'll big shout out to them. A parent, what else can I use? If pull that microphone just a little bit closer. What else can I use as a good Kate Reed descriptor?
Well, I am a great entertainer.
You a bit of a ham?
A little bit.
Kind of an extrovert?
Seriously, though, no, I'm a very caring and compassionate person. I like to get involved in the community. I like to volunteer, help out in any way that I can. And just be involved. Just get out there.
All right. You want to be a magisterial district judge with most of us just call magistrates, that kind of thing. And I guess if you get a speeding ticket, that's where you take it. Or if you get arrested, that's where your preliminary hearing is. And those are the kind of things that you get involved in at the magistrate's office. Tell us why you are campaigning for this job in Snyder County.
Well, I'm not going to go into great detail about that, but after 23 years in the sheriff's office, I feel I'm being called in a different direction, and I would love to go and explain that to anybody who wants to hear that story from me, but we don't have enough time for that. But I know I would just be amazing at this position if elected. I'm a great listener. A multitasker, so my saying here is the work will get done and the hearings will get heard.
All right, and this is an opportunity for you to kind of upgrade in your skills in law enforcement. Why a career in law enforcement as a deputy sheriff and soon magistrate? Sort of give us maybe part of your mission statement kind of thing.
Sure. Well, I was a young teenage mother. I wanted to be in law enforcement, and I started out, I took some classes in college. I wanted to go to the police academy, get my Act 120. Unfortunately, it was very costly, and you know, having a baby at home, I couldn't really take the time to do that. And my mom, knowing that I was interested in this, seen an ad in the paper. The Snyder County Sheriff's Office was looking for a deputy. And I'm like, oh, awesome. So I filled out an application. I went over there. I met the sheriff at the time. That's Sheriff Joseph Riegel. He's retired now. Put in the application, met him, and I'd say a couple days later, I called him to check in on that. And I'd say maybe a week later, I drove over there to check to see if he read through my application. And he said, you know, I'll get back to you. And I didn't hear anything, so I called again. And I don't know, it must have been 40, 50 times I bugged the man until he finally said, you know what, I'm just going to give you a chance. I'm just going to hire you. He didn't think I'd last, but here I am 23 years later. And I am so blessed, and I thank him for giving me that opportunity. I just love my job. I love everyone I work with, which is very important. But I love helping people mainly. And I'm more in the civil end of it now. I don't do a lot of the criminal. But when I have papers to serve, I go out and I explain them in detail and kind of give them a direction to go in instead of just saying, you know, here's your paper. It's important to me to be able to do that for people.
Right. You see that shocked face on people when they get that. So, but you can kind of, you know, take them one step into the court system to kind of get started and get that going. Right. If elected, you will have to know a ton more about the whole criminal justice system. The specifics that go into a magistrate's. How have you prepared yourself to be a magistrate?
Well, you're not kidding on a lot of knowledge on that. I just completed the magistrate course. It's a 4-week course, but boy, is it jam-packed full of information just every day, a different thing. And you really have to invest that whole entire 4 weeks into that. And it was a little difficult for me because I have a little girl. I would have to get up, I get ready, get her ready, get her off on the bus, then have to drive to the judicial center to be there on time at 8:30, because if you were late, you're out. I would get there at 8:29. Okay. But no, seriously, I'm very proud of myself because I completed that, all of the classes, and that exam was tough. It was a 4-hour exam. You had to do 4 essays and 100 questions, multiple choice, fill in the blank, true and false. And the essays, you had to have a whole bunch of the details in there, and every section was graded. You had to have a 70% or higher on each section, not a grand total, but each section. And I passed the exam, and I'm certified, and I have my certificate, and I did file that in the pathognitary's office in case anyone wanted to call and check on that.
Okay, so you are qualified in terms of having completed that course. Mm-hmm. What else have you had done to prepare, monitoring cases or studying the law? What else?
Well, I know from in my position, I do a lot of the things that is done in the magistrate's office. We do PFAs. Now, PFAs at the magistrate level, it's the emergency ones when the court is not in, and they're issued in the evenings, weekends, and they're explained to the people that they expire on the next business day at 4 p.m., the end of the next business day of the courthouse. And that's not entirely true, and a lot of things don't get told to the people or explained to them the way it should be. And I just want to be able to let people know what needs to be done, how it needs to be done, the specifics. I don't think that gets done a lot of times. People are just told, this is what happens, and they don't know what to do, so it don't get done. And I don't want to see that happen anymore.
Okay, so you're going to help people as much as possible, kind of shepherd them through this. At the same time, you're going to get some pretty bad actors in front of you in the criminal side of thing. Explain the stern but fair Kate Reed wearing the robe.
Well, to my benefit here on the criminal side, magistrates do not prove guilt, or you don't have to prove guilt or innocence. I don't do that. If you take a hearing in front of me, I just decide, okay, yep, a crime was committed, and you possibly committed that crime. And then it goes up to the Common Pleas Court. And, if I'm wrong, then the Common Pleas Court will, sort it out up there. I don't let people get away with anything, and I'm great at reading people. I know when you're fibbing, and, my kids can attest to that.
Okay, so, right, so if I try to tell you, look, I looked at the odometer, it said 55, you'll know something's fishy there. So, and at the same time, magistrates often are noted because they do a lot more than just hear hearings. They're in the community, they're spreading the word, they're at schools, they read to kids on Dr. Seuss Day, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really want to do, is get involved in the community. A lot of times, in that position, you don't feel that you should be out maybe doing things like that or being seen that way. But I love going into the schools and reading to kids. And I really want the kids to be aware of, like, truancy and, how that affects them, and not just them, their parents. I want to talk to them, get into the schools, just be involved.
All right. You are running for the Magisterial District Judge office that's located along Route 522. And John Reed is the current magistrate. Is he retired?
Yeah. Actually, he was going to finish out the year, but unfortunately, he had to step down a little earlier.
Okay. So he stepped down, and that's the particular office in the Snyder County area. There are some other individuals on the ballot. Can you tell us what might differentiate you from someone else that a person would see on the ballot?
Yeah, absolutely. I am not an attorney, and a lot of people don't realize that magistrate judges, this position wasn't intended for attorneys. It was intended for the average person to be fair and unbiased. A lot of times, attorneys will say, I'm more qualified, I know more. I'm sure, they do know a lot more about the law. But I went to the course, and that course specifically teaches you what you need to know, what your duties are as magistrate, how many days you have, to give your decision on a hearing, whether it be a civil hearing or a landlord-tenant hearing, how many ways there are to send out a citation, and the days that they have to respond, and the different things that you have to do. There's so much that goes into it that really you don't need a law degree to do. And another thing is, I am there full-time. Like, attorneys or anyone, they're able to have their law office and work there and be the magistrate. So they're splitting their time up and not putting in the hours that need to be in at the magistrate. Because, you know, there's a lot of hearings, a lot of things scheduled, and it gets backed up. Oh, boy, does that court system get backed up.
Well, and I think there's a lot of subtleties that I see magistrates boning up on. I know Lori Hackenberg used to do this regularly, where you would see her with her nose in the book, you know, reading about the nuance of the law so that she'd make the perfect decision before sending it up to the court.
Yep.
That was before we sent her up to the court,
that's
another topic. Okay, well, a minute left, so an additional comment. Please say anything you like.
Well, I would like to talk a little bit here about my kids. I know if this is about me and the magistrate job, but my kids are a reflection of me. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, is 28. She put herself through college. She got a master's degree. She's a special education teacher at Chief Shikellamy, and I'm so proud of her. And my boy, he turned 18 July 1st, and he started working at the Snyder County Prison a week later. And he was like a little guinea pig for this program, and he did great. They offered him full time, and he is just flourishing and doing an amazing job there. And my little one, my 10-year-old, she goes with me campaigning. She goes to everything that there is with me and supports me. And I'm just so blessed to have those kids in my life. And, you know, if you elect me as your magistrate, you're going to get someone who cares, someone who's going to listen and make the right decision for you.
Well, thank you so much. Where can I get more information? Is there a Kate Reed for Sheriff Facebook?
Yeah, okay. I have my Facebook page. That's pretty much the extent of it online there. I'm doing a lot of my campaigning, just walking, going house to house, door to door, miles and miles and miles. My Apple Watch can attest to that. That's the best way for me to let people know how passionate I am about this position. And, you know, it's been years in the making. I didn't want to run, you know, for DA or any other position. This isn't my second choice. This has been my first choice for years. I've been thinking about this.
All right. Kate Reed, running for Magisterial District Judge in Snyder County, happens to already be a Snyder County Deputy Sheriff for 23 years. Check out our Facebook page. What's the biggest number of steps you did in any one day while you're campaigning?
12,000.
12. Good for you. Okay. That's like 100.
And just to say, you know, etiquette on your part would be you should say, well, I didn't think that the sheriff could hire a 15-year-old, you know, to start working at the sheriff's office after putting 23 years in there. You know, I hear that a lot.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Kate Reed, Snyder County Deputy Sheriff, running for Magisterial District Judge. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.